It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis is asking the state's largest grocery chains to step up their COVID-19 safety protocols. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
In a letter, the governor suggested Albertsons Companies, King Supers, and City Market put guides on the floor of stores to mark 6-foot distancing between customers in line. He also suggested providing employees with protective equipment, masks, and gloves, and advised that stores control entry and exit ways to keep customers from crowding. Some of these measures have already been implemented in stores. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court is expected to weigh in soon on the question of how much time state lawmakers will have to resume their work when they eventually return to the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berklin reports Republicans and Democrats have submitted different arguments for the court to consider.
The central question is when the legislative session must end. Under normal circumstances, it would be after 120 days, finishing on May 6th. But state lawmakers took the unprecedented step to suspend the session for at least 2 weeks because of the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats argue Colorado's current state of emergency triggers a rule that lets the session go past the normal end date. That means the pause in work would not reduce the overall number of legislative workdays. But Republicans say the state's constitution is firm, and the original end date must stay in place. Republicans argue that if lawmakers need more time to pass bills, the governor could call a special legislative session. The Colorado Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision shortly. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
While Denver is dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak, crime is down in the city. Denverite Esteban Hernandez says figures from the city's police department showed a 29% drop in reported crimes.
Chief Paul Pazin said crime was down significantly in some areas, including property crime like larceny. He said crime might have decreased because more people are staying home. The city has closed its largest venues, it's shut down bars and restaurants, and it issued a stay-at-home order that took effect Tuesday evening.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. It's currently 38 degrees in Denver, 47 in Colorado Springs. The Springs and Pueblo have red flag high fire danger warnings this afternoon. Colorado's mountains are getting more snow. This is CPR News.